Evade Cheshire Martial Arts are Cheshire's Silt 106.9 Club of the Week. They're based in Middlewich and include sessions across different martial arts, as club founder Martin McDonnell explains.
I moved to Middlewich a few years ago and I wanted to carry on training. And where I was at the time, it was too far to travel to go and train once a week. So I opened my own club up here so I could train with people and share the benefits of martial arts, basically. When I originally started, it was just the kickboxing. We just did one day a week. But I know as a kid, I used to like doing everything. We did little bits of judo as a kid. We did bits of jiu-jitsu. Rick actually used to teach me. So he taught me weapons and I got chatting to him and he was like, oh, you know, I want to get back into teaching. I was like, oh, come up and do a day with me, you know. Martial arts is for everyone. You might not like kickboxing. People don't like being punched and kicked. It makes sense. You might not like judo, the gis, you know, might be too warm, whatever. Come do some weapons, you know, nunchucks, that kind of thing. I wanted to offer something for everyone. Me personally, I love training. I just wanted to offer variety, you know. We do judo once a week, kickboxing four times a week. The Saturday's a real mixed bag. We've got the circuit training in the morning. We've got little kids martial arts, like 4 years old, followed by the kids weapons class, followed by the older kids, then the adults kickboxing, and then the adults weapons. So we kind of, there's a wide spread through the week, and we teach all ages. Judo's five and up, the kickboxing's four and up. So with the styles we've got, we can all kind of mix together. And some of the lads do all the classes. Some just do judo, just do kickboxing or whatever. There's so many benefits, as well as, you know, from a young age, even adults, you know, discipline, respect, confidence. But then the other side of it, self-defense, fitness. There's a lesson every single time you come and train. And, you know, it's not just learning how to throw someone. It's not learning just how to hit pads. It's learning how to better your life, which we're massively passionate about, you know. Like I said before, I'm so lucky to do what I do. It's just sharing what I've been taught, and it's great.
Jared Jack teaches judo at the club and has won medals internationally, including in his home nation of South Africa. He's seen firsthand how it's never too late to get involved in martial arts.
I started judo in 1995 when I was 6 years old. I started because my brother started at one of the local primary schools, and we carried on enjoying it. And I have always been quite a fierce competitor and always training, sometimes a little bit too mouthy, but you know, it's it got me you know, to travel the whole country of South Africa and see a lot of the world. You know, I've been overseas for judo. The great thing about this was, after I started, my mother started at age 36 or 37, and now she is actually ahead of me as a fifth dan black belt and very, very decorated medalist as well. So, you know, judo is for everyone. It doesn't have an age.
Absolutely. And you obviously did very well in South Africa. I think you were in the top five consistently in the country. I think you won a silver medal, was it? And also in the European Championships you came over.
Yeah, that was as a junior in 2005 in Poland. And then 2013 in Port Elizabeth at the South African Open Championships. And the great thing about that was I actually had an injury prior. So I was out of judo from about 2007 till 2013. And when I had my back issues, I was very fortunate that my brother, being a judo specialist and a chiropractor, helped me get through that. And it was all about putting my mind to it and never giving up. And that's what I like to teach these kids and adults as well, is that you never give up, and that there's no defeat, really, that you just do your best and that's all that counts. What I like most about judo is that, you know, I've been doing judo so long that I'm able to give something back. And, you know, my family's involved in judo and they've been giving back for absolute years, and there's always something to give. And to see a child, an adult, achieve what they want to achieve, if it's a medal in a competition or anything like that, like that is amazing. And what I love about martial arts is that it's for everybody. You know, everybody can enjoy different parts. I absolutely love watching mixed martial arts in general, kickboxing, Muay Thai. My preference is obviously more grappling sports. It is so different in a sense of the muscle groups that you use in some instances, and so, and the same in some other instances. So it's definitely for everybody.
Richard Burgess first took up martial arts after being bullied at school and has gone on to become a second Dan black belt in freestyle karate and kickboxing, as well as teaching in other sports. He is one of the instructors at Evade, including specialising in weapon training.
Well, I started a very long time ago. I was about 15, 16. And again, it was from being bullied at school. So I wanted to find something to give myself confidence and everything else. So I joined a local karate club. Started off in a traditional karate, one called Shukokai. Carried on from there. Then ended up going to what is now known as Evade. And then when I was there, I also started teaching as well. And that's where I met Sensei Martin from. Obviously, started off as giving myself confidence, giving myself some form of self-protection because of being bullied at a young age. But it turned out into, you know, an enjoyment, a love, and just being able to express yourself in different ways. You know, it's, again, with the weapons or any part of the martial arts, it's not to do with, you know, learning how to beat somebody up or hurt somebody. It turns more into the fact that you know, enjoy it, you like expressing and developing your skills. So it's more of a, you know, a journey. Obviously, the self-defense is the secondary outcome of it, but it is to develop, you know, confidence and everything else, really. So, you know, just to create a well-rounded person and give them a nurturing environment that they can actually do that, feel confident to do that. Because confidence is everything, especially as you start getting older, you start going to high schools and even into the workplace. You know, these kind of situations or these kind of classes can actually build and just make things better and better. Obviously, when I first started, it was purely because I wanted to, obviously, you know, look after myself and feel more confident. But as time's gone on, I've loved this. It's what I do, if you like. You know, I do have a job, and I do work for a living. But this is my passion. This is if you like. I always class myself as a martial artist first, and you know whatever else I do is my profession as secondary. So this is a way of life.
There's lots going on at the club, with Evade teaching classes across multiple sports.
So judo basically is a Japanese martial art, meaning the gentle way. Was founded by Jigoro Kano in the late 1800s. And it's basically done in the judo gi, which is a judo suit. And it derives from Japanese jiu-jitsu. So that is the way of the samurai. So Jigoro Kano found a way to make judo a bit more accessible and less brutal. So now it's an Olympic sport. It has been for many, many years. And is basically a lot of throwing and hold downs, arm locks and strangulations involved across all ages. Judo is for everyone.
What I teach is kickboxing and Thai boxing. Kickboxing is a Western martial art with punches and kicks to the head and body. Thai boxing, obviously from Thailand, you've got the elbow strikes, the knees, low kicks and sweeps. I quite like both styles, so we do it as a bit of a blend. So, you know, kind of taking the best from both systems. It works great as a sport, you know, like a ring sport, and for self-defense too. So there's benefits, you know, whether you want to get fit or learn how to defend yourself or go and compete, you know, it's there's something for everyone. And especially with the next Olympics, Muay Thai is now going to be in that. So that's something a few of the lads out here are asking about. They want to go compete. Some want to go amateur and maybe go to the Olympics and want to see if in the future they can go pro. But we don't put pressure on anyone, you know. If you don't want to compete, you don't have to. Turn up, train, have fun.
When we first start with everybody, we've started with the little ninjas at the moment. So that's the younger age group. And they actually join in and we do nunchaku, but it's a foam, two foam sticks with a string in between. But again, it's just learning the fundamentals, the basics of it. So it's learning about eye-hand coordination and placement. And we just develop on that through working in the air, so working techniques, taking it from hand to hand, and then also developing onto striking techniques onto pads. So there's no actual physical contact with anybody else. Yes, it's just a general development and an understanding of a weapon. We start off with a nunchaku, we work through sticks, we've even done a little bit of swords with them, and we're just generally building up their confidence to move around with different weapons and get knowledge and develop their skills.
The club has had such an impact that it's even seen some of its juniors put down their video game controllers and pick up new skills, as well as meet new people. That's exactly what Dylan Edgerton did, who explains all with his dad, Mark.
Dylan was really keen on getting involved a couple of years back, actually. But Dylan was quite a quiet, introverted child. And we came along a few times when Martin Hussein started doing it. And Dylan just, he didn't really give it a go at that point. It was just a little bit too much for him, you know. So anyway, it was fairly recently again, within the last sort of 4 or 5 months, Dylan got interested again, because Dylan's only been coming to the club about 4 months now. Dylan got interested again, and since that point, he's never looked back. He absolutely loves it. It's become his whole life. Computer games and all that, which have all been there before, have now all but disappeared. It's just this club. It's had a real massive impact on his life.
What do you enjoy most about the club?
It's really fun and the teacher's dead nice, and I just overall really like it.
So many different things involved in martial arts. Obviously you've got the fitness and the self-defence side, but the respect and the commitment and the discipline is also a huge part of it.
Absolutely massive, yeah. And we're children are like this. When they start something like this, inevitably there's always going to be a night where it's like, I don't really feel like it. And we point Dylan to the back of his shirt every time, and it says so on the back. You know, it's discipline, it's commitment. It's a promise that you've made to turn up and do this stuff. Yeah. And it's fantastic. And we always say, you know, if you don't feel like it, go. And afterwards, he, without a shadow of a doubt, always maintains it's probably been the best time he's ever been to the club. You know, he absolutely loves it. So it's given him that push as well. And he makes promises to Martin, you know, and he says, Martin asks him, who's coming on Monday? Dylan will put his hand up, yeah, I'm coming on Monday. When Monday comes and Dylan doesn't feel like it, we remind him, you promised Martin you're going to go on Monday. You know, I think that's a really big part of it. For us anyway, that we've seen a massive difference in Dylan that way. You know, his commitment to this, his confidence has improved massively. Just his enthusiasm towards actually turning up to this club and doing it week in, week out. And one week it'll be like, we mainly did exercises, so Dylan's keeping really fit. And the next week he'll be like, we've learnt all these different techniques and he'll be showing us at home. And it's just the enthusiasm. And it's such a broad subject, and Martin teaches it so well. But with a reasonable amount of discipline as well. You know, it's not just a free-for-all kind of ball pit thing. It's real disciplined, and he comes away with it with some real knowledge. You know, Dylan, I really enjoy seeing Dylan's enthusiasm for the specific bits that he's learning at this club.
And what, if anybody's listening to this and might be thinking, really want to give it involved, what would you say to those people that perhaps are similar age to you?
Definitely join if you want to. You won't regret it. And I really enjoyed it because I was dead nervous when I first started, and now I love it.
Absolutely. And how does this compare to sitting at home on computer games?
I definitely like it more than that. I would rather have no PS4 than stop going to that club.
Wow, that is a big statement. Huge. And I guess, what's your message to any parent who might be listening to this and thinking, we just heard what Dylan said, that he'd rather come to the club rather than staying home, which is an amazing thing to kind of say for that age. What's your message
definitely.
To those?
Well, I just think you know, clubs like this, I think they kind of have a certain perception, and people think they're kind of about fighting, and Dylan was a quieter child, so he wasn't the kind of overconfident kind of bullshit character. And I think a lot of people just think it is about fighting and stuff, but I don't think it is. I don't believe that's what Dylan's taking from it at the moment. I think Dylan's really enjoying the discipline, and it's been a pretty rubbish year for a lot of people, you know. And to come to a club like this where he comes away with a smile on his face every night, yes, he's shattered, but, you know, he's getting out and about and he's physically active. And if you've got a child that might want to try it, I can't think of a better place to try it out than a club like this.
During the lockdowns, the club swapped their usual Middlewich venue for online classes. That's when Josh Ogden first got involved in the club, and now even his dad Dave is planning on joining too.
Initially it was at the beginning of the lockdown. Basically Josh was attending Army Cadets and the getting everybody together became difficult for the Army Cadets, so he kind of took another route. We found that Martin and his colleagues were internet based, so he was able to go onto the internet, follow up the courses, and then obviously when restrictions were lifted slightly, he was able to come and attend the courses and do actual fighting and things with the lads. It was really good how Martin and the lads had sort of homed in on the fact that they could still do things internet based. Obviously gave Josh an appointment to be at during the lockdown, which obviously his skills and everything's broadened from as a result of that. And then, as you say, coming in and then meeting the lads face to face, it was that excitement, and it's just he's just took it onwards and upwards. He loves it. Martial arts on the whole give people a very good foundation for life. You know, that's my take on it. The fact that if needs be, you can look after yourself. It doesn't mean to say that you have to go in a pub and when you're older and enter a brawl. It's all about, again, keep saying it, the discipline.
And I believe adults can also take part. Have you ever fancy trying it yourself?
They can, yeah. A number of the lads have actually tried, persuaded me to come. I've actually got a big project on at home at the moment, but I have kind of committed to Josh that once that's done and dusted, that I will be attending with him on Saturday morning and maybe one night in the week.
Because that's the thing, because once you're here, once you see, you actually think, actually, it is great fun, and it's great for fitness and all the different things that you've already mentioned.
Absolutely correct, yeah. Every time you are around Martin and the lads, you get this great feeling of, you know, this is a family, and it's something that I do look forward to becoming a part of.
Johnny Slaven trains at the club along with his son Theo. It's allowed Johnny to rediscover his passion for martial arts, a passion he now shares with his son.
When I was not much older than Theo, I did martial arts. I originally did karate. And since then, obviously, it's been a long-standing interest for mine. And it's just rubbed off on the little boy. And he was like, ooh, got into it, got interested. But obviously, it was only up until end of last year when we thought, right, okay, we'll see if we get him some classes, see how interested he really is. And then, yeah, that's it, he's been here since October, and you loved it since, haven't you, buddy? After he did that, I spoke to Martin and asked about the adults' classes, and I thought, you know what, despite I been the wrong side of 30, I thought, let's see if I can get back into it as well. So we did. It's not just about learning a martial art or a combat sport, because at the end of the day, it's not, a lot of people get the wrong, some people get the wrong perception. I think martial arts and combat sports are about beating each other up. It's not. There's the community aspect of it. There's the, if in my case, the family bonding and having a joint interest, me and my son. But also, the element of fun behind it. So not only do I get out of the office and do some exercise, which is great, but at the same time learning a very nice, interesting form of art. But my son, he's building his confidence. He's learning teamwork. He's learning to support. They're learning, all of them learn, and you see it when they watch the classes, to support one another progress. And and I said before, they do it with an element of fun. So they're learning something that helps build themselves as an individual. And that's quite important. So it's not just about, like you say, bashing heads together. It's actually fun and enjoyment, and the discipline that's behind it. My little boy, it's a case of he comes in and enjoys it and has fun. He don't go home saying, oh, I've hit this, I hit that. He said, oh no, we played a game. And it's that sort of thing that makes it a lot different to what other people perceive it to be. It's more of a communal thing as well, as I said, because it's bringing a lot of people together with the same interest.
If you're interested in finding out more about Evade Cheshire Martial Arts, here's Jared, Richard and Martin to tell you more about the club, including how you can get involved.
I would say, you know, be open-minded, give us a shout on our social media. And, you know, like I've said in this interview before, that judo shows any age, and that especially with judo, when you watch judo, you see someone get thrown and you're like, oh, that looks, you know, sore. But Martin can be my witness that I've thrown him, and he has never been hurt or anything like that, because you learn to fall safely. That's the first thing that you learn at any age, and that it is fun. So I really think that people should give it a go, for sure. They'll have a lot of fun, and you know, for whatever reason they want to do it, self-defense, fitness, or competition, you know, we cater for all of those needs.
From the martial arts, it's you know, it's great what you can achieve from that. Obviously, you get fitness, you learn new skills, you also get great friends that you know keep in contact with for many years. You know, they're a great bunch of people to, you know, have by your side. Not just because obviously, you know, they can defend themselves, but it's more to the fact that obviously they, you know, they're really, really great. And again, it's just having that family experience, that extra family, that you know, that added place where you can go, where you can, you know, express yourself and not feel like you're judged by like you would be anywhere else. So it was a really accepting place, and really fun to come to. If you've ever got any little niggle in doubt, just come down, give it a go. We know there's no expectations of you. You know, come down, give us a try. We're very happy, and we're willing to have anybody here. Once you actually get in there, you realise it's not as scary as you think it might be. You know, it is a great thing to practice, and again, you do see that self development. And once you progress from doing, you know, a bad punch, and then you develop and it gets into a better punch or a better kick, and you understand things more. You know, the growth is tremendous, and you know, it just feeds you, and you just want to come again and again and again. What Sensei Martin has created here is a great little community. Everybody is welcome, everybody is valued, and I just want everyone to come down and give us a chance, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
If you're thinking about it, do it. There's no better time to start than right now. A lot of people say, I want to get fit before I start training. It's a very specific kind of fitness. If you go out running, that's going to get you fit for running. So if you want to get fit for martial arts, come and do it. Come and join in. We offer free classes, you know, so if it's not for you, we're not going to force you to pay anything. We don't want you to buy any equipment straight off. Just come try it out. If you don't get on with us, if you don't like the way we teach, we can help you look for another club. I don't mind where people train. I just want people to train, you know, and enjoy it. So, like I say, free class, come down, bring a friend. That's one, especially as an adult, you don't want to try new stuff on your own. Some people do, but the majority of adults don't. Bring a friend with you. Any rate is kind of an excuse to have a little scrap with your friends, and it's a good way to bond, you know. But like Jared said, Facebook and Instagram, it's Evade Cheshire Martial Arts. It's got our email on there, got the contact number. There's classes 5 days a week, you know. Come down anytime. Everyone's welcome.